Who cares? This is the Cards of the Court Show, Google Podcast, App Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, because Spotify and Go Overcast. Here we go. It's the Cards of the Court Show. Welcome to the show today, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. We are absolutely packed. We have breaking news out of the Cleveland Browns. What a story there. Just broke this morning. We are absolutely packed. Interesting night in the NBA. We're packed. Welcome to the show today. So I'm going to start with this. All right. This is interesting. So the Cleveland Browns have announced that Deshaun Watson will undergo season-ending injury and have season-ending surgery. So I want to say this. All right. So if you look at the Browns' next few weeks, this is the concerning part for the Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh this week, okay, the Steelers. Now, Cleveland just announced also this morning that they are starting their rookie quarterback. So now you're starting a rookie quarterback against this pass rush. That's what concerns me. So Cleveland, I remember when Deshaun Watson was on the move. Cleveland said, all right, we want him. Deshaun Watson said, no, thanks. Cleveland said, all right, we'll make all the money guaranteed. Deshaun went. Cleveland basically paid Deshaun Watson. It's incredible the amount of money they're paying him. And what, you got a half a good season from him. I don't count the end of last season. Wasn't quarterback NFL level. This season he should be, and he isn't. And now he's missing the rest of this season, and that's the problem with Cleveland. There's so many franchises in the NFL, not just the NFL, but all over the sports, that have been really bad luck. Jets, Chargers, Browns, and there's so many NBA, the Clippers do. They bring all these superstars. Clippers brought all these superstars in. And they're not winning championships. They didn't even make the championship. Now you have the locker room. You lost the locker room. So many organizations in sports struggle. They take big swings. Clippers, Browns, Chargers, and they don't win. Now, I mean, you're paying Deshaun Watson so much money that you're going to lose a quarter, but you're going to lose a player. You know, it could be Amani Cooper, could be your running back, could be Myles Garrett. You can't keep all these players. That's what I'm saying about the 49ers. I don't know where they're fitting all these players. I mean, Chase, Boza, Kettle, Debo, Christian McCaffrey. How are they paying these people? That's Cleveland. How are they paying all these people? And so, number one, I don't think Cleveland in 2 years or 3 years is going to be really good. I think they're going to lose a lot of talent. This roster is going to fall apart, and I don't think they're going to be really good. When you take a big swing like Cleveland did, and you have a quarterback that's extremely injury prone, you almost lose the locker room, right? Cleveland, there's certain players I guarantee in the Browns are saying, "Oh, there goes the season." This is the toughest division, and certainly the toughest division in the NFL. You're going to lose to Pittsburgh this weekend, and it's amazing because the Steelers, that Steeler Raven, Steeler Brown game. I was looking at the games. That's the only game before this breaking news that I wasn't sure what I'm going to do with. I could go either way. Now I'm going Pittsburgh. You have a rookie quarterback in Cleveland with that pass rush. With that pass rush, there's no way. I don't think Cleveland wins that game. So now you went from potential 7-3 to 6-4, and potentially I think losing the division. This is a big game for Cleveland, and you don't have your star quarterback. You're paying what, 100 and some million guaranteed. That's the problem with the Browns this morning. So many franchises, so many Chargers, Jets, Browns, Clippers. That just run out of. They just have bad luck. They take immature moves. Right, Jets, immature Clippers, immature moves. You know, and Brooklyn, the Nets don't love the ownership. I said this about the Nets when they got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and brought in James Harden. Kyrie Irving is very drama rid player. James Harden didn't work in Houston, didn't work in Philadelphia, isn't working with the Clippers. Brooklyn was a disaster. This is a disaster for the Cleveland Browns organization. To pay, and I said it's not going to work. It didn't work. You went from, you know, when you have, this is what's going on with the Clippers. When you have so many drama red players, Cleveland, Deshaun Watson's been noisy for 3 years with all the court cases going on with him and all that stuff. It matters, folks. Cleveland this morning is a disaster in the toughest division in sports. You paid, and it's not just the fact that Deshaun Watson's out for the year. That matters in the AFC. I don't think Cleveland's a playoff team anymore this morning. Not, and you can say, well, they have an amazing roster. So does Cincinnati. There's so many teams that have really good rosters that are not in the playoffs right now. I mean, I've been saying for a while, keep your eye on Houston. I know they don't have a great roster, but I think Houston sneaks into the playoffs now. My guess is now the wild cards are Pittsburgh, Houston, Cincinnati. I'm just saying, it's not just the matter that he's out for the year. He's out for the year in the toughest division in sports, potentially, certainly the NFL. In the toughest conference in the NFL, when you're paying him 100-some million guaranteed, and you're going to lose other players and probably the locker room. Cleveland's a mess. Cleveland is a mess this morning, and they're not going to make the playoffs. So that was interesting. So again, breaking news, Deshaun Watson is going to go through season-ending surgery, and that will take him out for the rest of the year in the toughest division. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, those are the three that makes the playoffs. Cleveland doesn't. We've been wondering this for a while. We said, is all four teams going to make the playoffs? There's your answer. I don't think so, and you know which one I think gets out. All right, so that was just breaking news. Huge story. Wow. Huge story in the NFL. So let me switch to this, NBA. I'm going to get to, there's a lot happened last night in the NBA. It's a very interesting night. Spurs fans are, you know, all freaking out. Wemby put up 8 points. Okay, he's a rookie. There's a reason I said the Spurs are going to take a while to get going. 2-3 years, then you can react. You know, he's been phenomenal for the first few years in his career, in his games, in his career. It's okay. But I want to talk about the Thunder. We'll get to the Spurs. And that was my little Spurs talk. Calm down, Spurs fans. They'll make the playoffs. It's okay. Calm down. So interesting night between a fight between Klay Thompson, I mean, and Draymond Green, now probably suspended. And, you know, it's just the Clippers lose again. Very interesting night in the NBA. But I want to get to this, and I'll get to the Clippers in a minute. I want to talk Thunder. So I said at the beginning of the year, as I did with Miami, Detroit, and Pittsburgh in the NFL, as I did with college football now with Oregon, Washington, Penn State, USC, and as I am with North Carolina and Duke in college basketball, I said, keep your eye on the Thunder. They are the dark horse to win a playoff series or two in the West. They're young, they can shoot, they got a good coach, they're a talented roster with a very major leader. That's what you want to see. That's what Brooklyn did not have. That's what Philadelphia, the Sixers, with James Harden and Embiid did not have. That's what the Clippers do not have. I have to see the leader. I see it with the Lakers, I see it with the Warriors, I see it now with the Sixers, I see it with Boston, I see it with Milwaukee, I see it with Phoenix. You have to have a leader. I do not see it with the Clippers. I do not see it with the Thunder. When you look at the Lakers, Ross, when you look at the Lakers, you think of LeBron. When you look at the Phoenix Suns, you think of Devin Booker. When you look at Milwaukee, it's Giannis. When you look at the Sixers logo, now it's Embiid the last few years. I'm just saying, the Thunder have it. The Thunder have it. The Spurs now have it. The Clippers do not. The Clippers do not. You have to have a certain player. And I like the Thunder. I think Alexander, that's the player, that's your leader, and he is excellent. That's the player that everyone says, you know. So they crushed the Spurs last night, and they've been crushing people. And I'm just saying, I like the Thunder. I mean, the Thunder are about two places. I think they're a top seven team in the NBA. They're about two or three wins away from breaking my top five in the NBA. I like the Thunder. I like the Thunder a lot going into this year. I really like the Thunder. You have to have a leader, and you have to have a good roster. Lakers do. Suns do. Bucks do. Sixers do. Knicks do. Dallas does. Clippers don't. Warriors do. When you look at the Warriors, you think of Steph. You know, you have to have an identity. Thunder do. And they have a good coach I like. The Thunder are the full package. My concern, they're in a dominating conference by dominating superstars. Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Luka, Kyrie Irving. Dominating by big name superstars, veterans. That's my own. That's why I don't think they're an NBA championship contender. 2 or 3 years from now, I think the two best teams in the West, or three best teams in the West, are Dallas, Spurs, Thunder. 3 years from now, those are, I think, your top three teams in the West. Thunder, Spurs, Mavericks. That's how close the Thunder are. By then, LeBron James will be retired. The Lakers will be relying on Anthony Davis. Steph Curry will be past his peak. Clippers, who knows where they are at this point. This is 3 years from now. Those are your top three teams in the West. I think that's how close the Thunder are. If you watch the Thunder, they just look so good. I think they win a series in the playoffs this year. I really do. I said going into the year, they're a second round team. I mean, I was impressed with them last year, but the problem last year was I think it took them a little while to get confidence. This is a younger team. Now they have the confidence, you know. Now they have the confidence, and I think they're dangerous. I would keep my eye. I said this, the Thunder are the team that people will not be expecting to get past the second round. I think they could beat a Dallas team. I think they could beat a Laker team that's inconsistent with AD. I think they could beat a Clippers team that is, struggling to get going. There's about two or three teams in the West that I think are better at this point. Phoenix, Golden State, and, you know, maybe one or two more. That's it. Thunder, keep your eye on the Thunder. Keep your eye on the Thunder. I think they're a very good team. And NBA is a long season. As it gets going, older players, especially with the load management, will LeBron will get tired. Kawhi will get tired. Kyrie will get tired. Steph will get tired. Younger teams, Spurs, Thunder, Mavericks, keep your eye on them. I'm just saying, I think the Spurs are a play-in tournament team. I think the Thunder are a second-round team. I think Dallas is probably a second-round team, too. I'm just saying. My guess is Phoenix wins the West without a bench. That's my concern with Phoenix. But I'm telling you, the Thunder, I like the Thunder a lot. I think they're a top six team in the NBA. Keep your eye on the Thunder because I think they are a second-round contender. I think they're very good. All right. And that's the only breaking news of the day. Deshaun Watson out for the year. All right. Coming up on the Carson's Court Show, got another NBA story. What is wrong with the Clippers? I mean, they lost last night. They look like they could have won. They lost last night to Denver, who I think is very good. Denver is better than the Thunder. Those are the three. Thunder is very good. Thunder, I think it's gonna be between Phoenix and Denver for who comes out of the West. I think Denver could too. I think Denver could come out of the West too. Denver, excellent team, and the Clippers almost beat them. What is wrong with the Clippers? We'll get to talk to that next. And Alabama, why Alabama college football? Why Alabama should be concerned? There's a reason. I don't think it's just this year. I don't love there's two teams that are big names, big markets that I don't love the quarterback for, Clemson and Alabama. Clemson, I think, will figure it out. Clemson will get recruits. Clemson will rebuild. Clemson will be fine. Alabama, on the other hand, I think will be good, not great. College football is changing. what my concern is for Alabama. That's next as well. Coming up on the Carson Squad Show, that's coming up. Let me tell you about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes. They do music, voice, piano, and more. More than just music, Creative Music Entertainment. Plus, check them out today, www.creativemusicva.net. Again, that was www.creativemusicva.net, Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today. Truly a great company. Check them out today, Creative Music Entertainment Plus, more than just music, www.creativemusicva.net. Truly a great company. Check them out today. All right, coming up, I got those coming up. It is the Carson's Court Show in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's a beautiful day in Virginia Beach. A little chilly, but once again, as always, another sunny day. We'll be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. My final segment of the day still to come. I have an Alabama story I want to get to. But I want to talk about this, about Clippers. Things are not looking good. They lose again last night. Close game with Denver, but they still lose. And this is the problem with the Clippers. And I've been on this for since they traded. I said, my concern is for Harden. I said, is you're going to have too many drama. A little bit drama. Westbrook's been drama, right? Harden's drama. There's no leader with the Clippers. The bench is significantly weaker. You have one or two actual players. You know, I'm just saying, there's not too many really. I mean, this is what happens when you have a lot of drama players. The Clippers this morning, I don't know what direction do you go in. There is no direction. So that's the problem with the Clippers. It's not, you know, there's some things that, you know, when like, I'm sorry. You should have beat a couple of these teams that you're struggling to beat. I mean, I think the Clippers are no more than a second-round talent. I've been on that for weeks now. I've been on it since the beginning of the year. People like the Clippers. I said, and now that they don't have a bet, you know, I'm just saying that this is the Clippers. All right, this is the Clippers. They're a half-decent team that's going to win some games. They're going to get tired. They're going to have injuries. There's a very injury-prone group here with Westbrook and Harden and, you know, Kawhi and all, very injury-prone group. Without a bench, one or two, you know, there's a couple players. That's it. I mean, this is the Clippers, and they're going to win a lot. Some games, not many, especially towards the end of the year. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to maybe win a series if everyone's healthy. If not, then they're going to lose in the first round. That's the Clippers, and it's nothing more, nothing less. I don't think this gets better. I don't. I think they need to make a couple more moves. I really believe that two or three, I think they should trade someone, one of those four superstars, and get a bench back. And then three half-decent superstars and a decent bench, that's what you need in the West. That's what you need. That's what Denver had last year. That's what Phoenix had last year before KD. That's what, you know, the Lakers have. That's what the Warriors have. That's what you need. That's what you need. And this morning, Clippers do not have a great bench, and very injury-prone and drama-level players. That's the Clippers. All right, coming up, Alabama. I have something with Alabama I want to get to. It's the Carson's Court Show. We'll be back in a minute. Tell everyone you know about the Carson's Court Show. Thanks, and have a great day. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is here, my college football story that I have. It's Alabama. So I said this, I've been on this for a few weeks now about Alabama. This is Alabama. They slowly get really good. The Knicks say, what is Alabama? That's the question. You know, before they were very much dominant. I mean, they don't have I don't love the quarterback. And I don't trust the running back. So Alabama, I don't think makes the playoffs. And I think they're slowly, I think Alabama's dominant is over. I don't think they're going to dominate the sport. I think it's now Georgia. It's now Ohio State. It's now Michigan. And I don't think it's Alabama anymore. I think that's it. I think Alabama, they're not going to win the SEC. They're not going to win the SEC. I don't think they're going to win it the next few years. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs the next few years. Like I said, I think there's certain teams that are having a down year, and they'll be fine. You know, they'll be fine. I don't know what Alabama has completely switched. Now, I do think Alabama will be competitive, top 5, 6, 7 in the country for the next 4, 5, 6 years. They'll probably make the playoffs, and, you know, when they do the expanded playoffs. But top 4, I don't know if they get there. I don't know. There's too many really good teams. So that's my story on Alabama. Well, thank you for listening to the show today. I want to tell you, I do not own the copyrights to our intro song, The Final Countdown, by You Up Again. I do not own the copyrights to our intro song, a final countdown by you up. Thank you for listening to the show today. We are live in Virginia Beach. Have a great day, everyone. We will talk tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow, my NFL guesses. I made the decision on all the games. Some really good games tomorrow. I have to pick from Eagles, Chiefs, you know, Rams, Bengals, you know, Chargers, Packers, Seahawks, Rams, Vikings, Broncos. Some really good games on here. And then some that are like Texans are going to beat the Cardinals. Jaguars, I think, are going to beat the Titans. You don't get embarrassed and don't come rolling back. You know, so there's some really good games on here. Game of the weekend, Chiefs, Eagles, or Ravens, Bengals. But all right, well, thank you for listening to the show today. We're live in Virginia Beach for the final time. We will talk tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show. Talk tomorrow. Carson's Court Show. Have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show.